Triple J Breakfast with Ben and Liam.
All right, we're joined now via Skype by the person who needs no introduction, but we'll give them one anyway. Their song Jungle came in at number 3 in the Hottest 100, and they have a brand new track for us this morning. It's a very good morning to Tash Solomatana.
What's cracking there? Did you have a little bit of an issue with my name?
I thought I'd got past it, but I didn't. It was a bit of a stumble still early in the morning for us, but not super, super duper early for you, because are you in the States at the moment?
Yeah, I'm in New York right now. If you can't hear can you hear the beeping happening?
I actually can. Yeah, a tiny little bit. Maybe it's because we have headphones on. I think it might be hard
to
hear on the radio.
Shit. Oh, no, it's gone.
Oh, damn. Could have got some of that classic New York traffic ambient.
Hey, I'm walking here, coming through the window. So you are over in the States on your colossal kind of world tour, doing us back home all very, very proud.
Still going. I'm still alive. I almost died for a little bit, but I'm still going.
Well, thank you so much for coming on to play the new song for us this morning. But what's been going on over there? How's the States been treating you?
Yeah, it's been good. I haven't been here for too long yet, so it's kind of just begun. But, yeah, I took a bit of a break. Been chilling out for the last 5 weeks, and I really needed it, which was good. But then I kind of wrote a song. And, it's been good.
So, hang on, this song's been written in the last 5 weeks?
Yeah.
Okay, and so
I just kind of was having, it's just a bit of fun, you know, I just want to have a bit of fun, bit of lightheartedness through all of the shit, and now we're all good, so it's very fitting. But yeah, I was just kind of having a jam, and thought, you know, it'd be cool to get this out there, and just trialed a few different things, a few different synth samples that I hadn't used before, and picked up a saxophone actually and gave it a crack. So,
is it your first time on the sax on a track as well?
On a track, yeah.
And self-taught for the saxophone, obviously, I'm assuming, because you're self-taught for all the other instruments as well.
So I found a little mini like sax, a little soprano sax, and I thought I'll just give it a crack. And it sounded pretty shit at the start, but it kind of came around.
That's always good to hear. And when you say lighthearted through all the shit, what specific piece of shit are we talking about here?
Oh, I've just been having a bit of a moment at the moment, you know, just dealing with some stuff that had to be dealt with and feeling good now.
That's
great.
Yeah,
I am feeling really good.
Do you think this track helped you deal with that sort of stuff, making it and getting it out there?
Yeah, I just locked myself in the studio for a couple of days and got that finished and thought, you know what, just get it out. A bit of lightheartedness.
And so, Tash, was this back home in Melbourne you recorded it on the 5 weeks off?
Yeah, so I just went into the studio down in Melbs that I'm always in, and just kind of happened. I don't really write songs in the studio. More so I kind of jam them and loop them and stuff at home, but this one I'd written half of it, and then in the studio I wrote the rest of it. Yeah, a bit of a different process. Yeah.
We're about to hit play on it, give it its world premiere, Tash Solomatana Mystic. Before we do that, though, you mentioned how it's kind of helped you through some things in the last 5 weeks. Is there anything else we should know about the song before we hear it?
It's kind of, I wrote that song about the death of my ego, really. Trying to just come back straight down and connect to myself. Just from the really basic, just being present. Because when you're busy all the time, you kind of get caught up in this huge mist and you forget to stop and be still. And you get carried away thinking that you have to do all these things all the time when you probably just should be instead of do.
There you go.
Yeah, well, look, it's heavy, the death of the ego.
Yeah, right. It sounds like it's got a very deep kind of personal attachment to you. But we're about
I
to...
didn't want to make it...
I said I want to ask if there
were... It didn't come out as a sad song or anything. It's not sad. It's more kind of like just flipping over a little bit of a page, really. Wanted to make it a bit of fun.
And is there an album on the way in the future, or is it just rolling out the singles for a while?
Yeah, there is. It's coming along. It's been busting my balls, but it's getting there.
Yeah, man, I can see why you needed this 5 weeks off. And we mentioned before that you're in the US at the moment. You're joining us via Skype. Are you doing late-night TV while you're in the USA? Is that right?
Yeah, I just got a massage to kind of get rid of the nerves, because I'm going on Seth Meyers tomorrow, so that's going to be pretty cool.
Oh, wow.
I pretty much walk off that set and walk straight onto my show in New York, so...
Do you ever just go, oh, obviously you had the 5 weeks, but, like, that's insane.
Well, yeah, I do this run and then kind of do the Aussie run, and I'm going to go on a little bit of a small hiatus and do some different kind of stuff. Well, I think it's time. It's been 2 years now, so.
Yeah, I know Liam mentioned the album there and you said coming around in 2018. I was reading online a quote from you. Is this true where you said that you're going to do an album, tour it, another album, tour it, and then when you're around 25, 26, you're just going to piss off for a few years and get away from it?
Yep.
That's the plan. What would you do, though? We'd all miss you, but what would you do? Would you go paint or something like that?
No, I'm just going to go full nomad and just pack a bag and just kind of F off around the globe and just be a normal 25, 26 year old.
Wow, huge. And look, we wish you all the best for this big TV.
But you know, that could change. So we'll just see what happens.
Mm. How does the postal vote work for the same-sex marriage? Because you're being in the States at the moment and we're getting them in our letter, in our mailboxes at the moment. Can you still vote?
Mine's done, man, already sealed and delivered. And whoever keeps going around stealing them out of people's mailboxes, cut that shit out. Come on. Like, cut it out.
That's a firm no from Tash Sultana.
You heard it here first, from Tash Sultana. Cut it out.
Wow.
Ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I've been living kind of part-time in a little bit of a different part of the country, and there's some pleb going around stealing them. So just quit it, bro.
Yeah, I like that. I like a firm message from Tash Sultana.
He's a very authoritative figure when you want to be.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, I think possibly the next album could be a bit of Rage Against the Machine type of vibe.
No, I don't think so. I don't have the energy for that shit, but I just thought I'd like, while I'm on the hotline, just send it out there.
Well, look, Tash, you get home in November for your homecoming tour, and we can't wait to see you then. Thank you so much for the world premiere of Mystic this morning. It was a cracker.
Cheers, man. Thanks very much.
This is Triple J Breakfast with Ben and Liam.